Thursday evening, August 3rd, Pinal, 2017.
Praise God. We're here tonight to help a little bit. Not a lot, because we want the Holy Spirit to guide our meeting. We want you to feel totally relaxed to make your contribution in the meeting tonight. So I'm Dan Levson. Most of you probably know me. This is Ashton. He can sing. You'd rather have him at the mic than me most of the time if we go into singing.
Hope so.
In a number of places in the Bible, and especially in the New Testament, what we're to do when we get together is laid out. And somewhere along the line, I don't know, Christendom got into what's known as three songs in a sermon. And you can have a good meeting with some songs and a sermon. But some of the best meetings that I've ever been in my life is when the body ministers to itself. And so I'm hoping today we're going to have another wonderful meeting where you do your part. I can still remember the very first meeting that I ministered. And this was what my ministry consisted of, standing up and requesting a song. And my knees were shaking. And that was my first entrance into body ministry. So maybe some of you have never done that. But that's a step. You know, one of the things that it says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 26, it says, whenever you come together, each one of you has a psalm, a teaching, a tongue, an interpretation, a revelation. So that's one of the scriptures that lays out what we're supposed to do when we come together. And I'd have to admit that I come to a lot of meetings and I don't have much of any of those five things. Sometimes I speak in tongues myself. Just a simple thing, just to have a psalm, just to come with a song in your heart. And that, then the Holy Spirit, when God's moving in song, you can just ask for it or start it or whatever you have confidence to do. So this is perhaps leading to something. I don't know yet. I think we should stop, and I'm going to ask Ashton to pray that the Holy Spirit will guide our meeting and do whatever he wants to do. Praise his wonderful name.
Dear Jesus, Lord, thank you for the opportunity to come before you today. Father, I just want to pray that as we're here to worship you, that you would come among us and just bless this service to your will, and just help it to be a blessing to all those who are here. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So maybe we could stand, and maybe we could have some of the musicians come here, please, who can play. Anybody who knows me, I don't like to stand alone. So I would like to invite some singers up today. Tonight we haven't had that so far that I recall. I might have missed one or two meetings, I guess. I kind of had Alina on my heart earlier. Did you feel comfortable to come and help us sing? And any of your friends that want to come, and anybody else? We might need one or two seasoned singers here too, possibly. Besides Ashton, not me. I actually can sing, but I mostly do my best singing in the car when no one is in there. Then I can just, don't have to worry about the keys or, you know, anything. So, having what I just read, who has a song? Who came today, tonight, with a song in their heart? I'd like to start.
Come bless the Lord.
Come bless the Lord. Amen. Okay.
Do we need another songbook?
Can we borrow a songbook here?
It's on page 21 in the red book.
Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands, holy hands, and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord.
Smith used to tell us in Calgary, it's your meeting. Make it happen. Told us that for 8 years. So we got it. Praise God.
Gates with thanks. thanksgiving in my heart, I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for
thank you. It's in the Red Song. I'm pretty sure.
Does anybody know this song? It's a little bit more difficult. Here we go. More help. It gets better. With more help. We want this to be a safe place, right?
Okay.
So that people can feel free to minister. Amen?
And that's, yeah. So the song is a song we started singing in the Calgary Church. It's not in the Red Book, so bear with us. We do have, I'm just going to start it, and then we have some reinforcements coming with the words. It goes, or we don't have reinforcements. God, you're our reinforcement. Holy Spirit, our reinforcement. Okay, it goes like this. There is nothing worth more, nor ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Just tapping the beat. And I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes pure and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Now we go to the chorus. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Next verse. I have tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes pure and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us be serious. The glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Sing it out. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Oh God, let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
I like to sing that song a few times again, but just a little bit differently than we normally do. I remember when Brother York was in Calgary one time, and he was at a young people's meeting, and he got us all, each one of us, to sing a solo. Some of us had never sung a solo in our lives. You know Brother York could do this. I don't think I have Brother York's faith for solos, but I do have faith for duets. And so I want you to right now go think about singing a duet. And the way we're going to work this, Lee, if we can get the mics, let's see if we can sing for Brother York to honor him and his faith. And so I don't know how this is going to work exactly, but I don't know if I've ever sung a duet in my life, but Ashton is going to help me. And so if you're like me doing this for the first time, go and stand maybe beside somebody you know is a pretty good singer and put up your hand, and we'll just go around and let each one of different people sing this as a duet to the Lord. This is a wonderful, wonderful song. And this is meaningful when it comes from our heart. And it doesn't matter if you don't get the notes right. All that matters is that God hears your voice declaring your desire to walk humbly with him. Praise his wonderful name. So, Ashton, we'll do it together. You good with me?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. What was the song again? How's it start?
I don't know. To be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus. Like one of my favorite all-time songs just went right out of my mind, you see? So you can't be much more embarrassed than me at this point, right? So.
To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. All I ask to be like him, so meek and lowly, so humble and holy, all I ask to be like him.
See if some of the here want to. Amen.
It's just to be like Jesus. I don't want to start it too hard.
To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus.
Talk about being put on the spot, eh? It's if you're not as familiar with the words, it's on 146 in the front of the red songbook. It's pretty simple.
It's right here.
Am I doing this again?
Okay, you got it? Okay, wait, so it starts here.
Okay, I can't read.
To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask, to be like Him, so
discussing it. Might be the first time for some of them, I don't know. First couple. Felt prompted to do one more thing. Sorry, just can, when someone's singing, can we look towards the couple that, or whoever is singing and just raise your hands toward them and bless them as they sing that song? That'll put them a little bit, hopefully, supportive. One, two. So just let's just bless them. There's an anointing here. I just feel it that God is going to bless some people and help them praise His name.
Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask, to be like Him, so meek and lowly, so humble and holy. to be like
so we can love.
is to be like Him.
Feel the presence of the Lord still. I'm not sure we're quite done. What was in my heart was that there may be some single people here that aren't with a married couple or a friend. How many of you here would be able to sing with somebody like that, would be confident enough to stand beside them and sing with them? Can you raise your hands? Is there a few people that be willing to sing along with them? Okay, I got a few hands. So just for a little bit longer, I don't want to belabor it, but if you would like to sing this song and you're alone here today, just raise your hand and one of those people will come to you quickly and you'll sing it together. How's that? Well, I don't want single people to feel that you're any less, or if you're here alone or anything like that, that you don't belong. We all belong to one another. Praise God. Anybody raise your hand would like to sing with someone else?
Is to be like
Praise God. Wonderful. Why don't we all sing it together one more time? To be like You can be seated. Thank you for taking a risk. I think I was the only one who was off key. Oh, hang on. Not that easy. There were some younger girls here that had a song. Did you want to sing that now, or do you want to leave it? How do you feel? Your pianist isn't here. Okay. Maybe then we'll save that special time for later.
Did you have anything that you heard you wanted to say?
No. Praise God. Just looking at the time here. Lots of time, eh? Most people who know me don't say that. Only the odd person. Another thing that we're supposed to do when we get together is read scripture or quote scripture. And before I go there, I just wanted to say I had such a wonderful memory. This has got a bit of reverberation or something. Maybe that's normal. I don't know. When Brother York got us all to sing this song, we had a young lady in our midst. Her name is Crystal Mogden, and she was a young person at the time. And she was very reserved, and I had never heard her sing a solo or even sing loud enough that I could hear her sing. And anyways, that night, she sang. And I'm telling you, her name is Crystal, and her voice was the sweetest, most beautiful-sounding voice I've almost heard in my whole life. She had a gift, and every time I think of Crystal, or once in a while, we see her, I can't shake that one time when I heard her sing so beautifully in the Spirit, such an anointing on her. You know, she's like an introverted type person, but when the Holy Spirit is on us, you know, we can do things that we could never do in the natural. And I love that. And so, anyways, just want to share that memory. So, just for a few minutes, can we just have a scripture shower? Just let the Holy Spirit guide you to quote a scripture, preferably quote it or read it if it's can't just know the words to it. So we need the mic again to go around here. So just stand up and give the verse and listen to the verses before you, because what the Lord can do is these verses can all weave together. And actually the Holy Spirit can give us a message through this if we are just trying to let the Holy Spirit, when he unctions you, don't over-reason it. Like, don't think of, does this fit in too much? But just try to let the Holy Spirit guide you. And we can do this. We've done this at camp a little bit, one time, phenomenally, sovereignly, and a little bit since then. But we can do it. Have faith for this.
I got one. So this is Joshua 1:9, and this is something that I've kind of had as a theme of my high school career, I guess, and I've heard it over and over again. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor to be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Amen. Amen. If you stand and just give a second for the mic to get here so that this can be a blessing. This is being taped, and so be a blessing to hear these verses. That's it. There's.
And I am convinced. Yeah, okay. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today's nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed to us in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will deliver you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will not tread upon the lion. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will not trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91.
Philippians 4 and 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto God, and the peace that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen. We've lost one mic there, I think.
Isaiah 40, 29 to 31. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fail. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Amen. That's wonderful.
He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. That's Micah 6:8.
1 Peter 1 and 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, through his abundant mercy has begotten us a lively hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Hebrews 4, verse 15 and 16. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Second Timothy 1:12. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
Set your mind on things above, not on the things on the earth.
Galatians 5:1, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Daniel 2:20-23, praise be to God forever and ever for wisdom in matter his. He changes the seasons. He giveth wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who know understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things. He reveals that which is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him.
Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 31. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise.
For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope in the future. Jeremiah 29:11.
That's right. You children are just as much a part of this. If you've got a verse.
Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed in the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified.
First John 3:1, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him.
Amen.
Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, for that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You anoint my head with soil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
She read my verse. That's all right. Why don't we stand? Why don't we sing one more song? In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. You know that one? Excellent. We don't need the piano. We can.
In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God.
This is the will of God. Rejoice evermore. For this is the will of God. Rejoice evermore. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Praying without ceasing. For this is the will of God. For this is the will of God. Praying without ceasing. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
You may be seated. Thank you very much for all your contributions to one another. I'm sure the Lord was blessed to hear you all.
I was thinking of that song, We Are So Blessed. Can we sing that one once, just quietly? I always have to have my wife start the songs for me. I can't do it. Yeah. So blessed by you. She doesn't know it. Doug, Brother Witter came and taught us that song in Regina, when we were in Regina. And we really needed it because we felt we were not blessed. We had a lot of troubles for some reason. I can't remember what they were, and that's a good thing. But I remember him coming, and he just really needed to pick us up. And he brought that song to us, and we sang it over and over and over that weekend that Doug and Signe were in Regina, and finally changed our attitudes. And that's my opinion, my reading of it anyway. Hazel doesn't always agree with me either, you know.
I am blessed.
Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning and I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning and I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning and I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Praise the Lord. I was thinking as we were singing that song, to be like Jesus, all I ask to be is to be like him, so meek and lowly, so humble and holy. What would it be like if that prayer was answered for all of us? Wouldn't that be wonderful? We could be like him. And it isn't way up there. It's he was meek and lowly, humble and holy. He was a servant. A servant king. And we're praying to be like him. Yes, we are. Praise the Lord. And it's coming. It's coming. Praise God. We've prayed with people for various reasons, and we had another request. Someone said I was just going to come up but hesitated and didn't come up. And so I'm going to ask the traveling brethren to come, and we're going to pray with Barb Levson, and we'll just see how the Lord leads after that. But I just would really like to pray with her and not let it go too much longer through the week. Would you just come, please? And if there's anyone else later, we'll see how the Lord leads after that. Praise God.
Stand together with our sister here this evening.
Yes, amen.
Father, we just stand, as it were, with a wall of defense around her. But these fiery darts of the enemy, Father, are not able to touch her at all. Father, she has been set apart unto you. She is your possession, Father. The enemy has no say over us whatsoever. Father, as we bring this before you tonight, we just pray that somehow in place of that, there will be a solid understanding of your love towards her. Let there be no doubt whatsoever every day, Father. Let it be renewed every morning. As she begins the day, Father, may it be with a song and with rejoicing, because you are with her. She may not know the way, may not understand all of the details that are there within the day, and why these things are as they are. But one thing is certain, that you are guiding the way and you are with her, and that will never fail and it will never waver. Your love is never will never waver, Father. And let that be as an anchor, no matter what the circumstances might be. Let that anchor be there and let it be fixed and let it be permanent. Let there be no doubt about that at all, Father. And when the enemy would arise and to the contrary, let it be as nothing, we pray, in the presence of the Lord and in the Spirit of the Lord. Let all of his assault be as nothing at all, we pray. Let your love and your blessing surround her, Father. And as we stand together with her this evening, this whole company, Father, surrounds her with their love, with their prayers, and with their strength. We stand as one, Father, before you tonight. Let your covering be there and let it remain. Father, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We just ask a special blessing upon Barb tonight, and this whole congregation blesses you. God blesses you, dear. We just pray that the joy of the Lord will be in your heart.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we just pray that we know that your love is in her heart. We know that your Spirit is within. And we just ask that there will be joy in her heart every day, every time when she wakes up in the morning. Every day, dear Father. Just bless her now. And we just may she be a blessing to all of those around her, her family and the church and everyone, dear Lord, as she already is. But we just ask for strength and wisdom and joy in her heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Satan, we rebuke you in Jesus' name. We apply the blood of Christ to this vessel. We command your blessing, even life forevermore, O God. Father, we know that you determine the territory. Lord, let our sister be imparted. Let a gift of faith be imparted unto her tonight. Father, that she would be able to resist the enemy, that he would flee from her. He would not find any soil that is fertile, but she would stand fast. The blood of Christ surrounding her and covering her. The blood of Christ is your power. The blood of Christ is your strength. The blood of Christ is your shield and your buckler. Your present help in time of need, the blood of Christ will never lose its power. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can call upon the name of the Lord, and he will answer you. He will never leave you nor forsake you, and he will tend to all of your cares and your needs. The Lord sees the desires of your heart, and he is interested, saith the Lord. Let the blessing of the Lord rest upon our sister, dear Lord. Father, when she suffers, we suffer. Let your blessings rest upon her. We pray that this battle will be over, it will cease, and she will shout the victory. And Lord, that she would lift the flag high. Father, let this be a day where she can say there's a flag that has been raised. She can say in Pine Low 2017, she has raised a flag, the flag of Jesus Christ, and the blood of Christ has been applied to her spirit, her soul, and her body, and it is a signature that she's been bought, and she is yours. and she does not belong to anyone else. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I wonder if there's anyone else who needs prayer this evening. I think this is we have the time. This would be the time for it. There are some of you have just come in the last day or two and maybe missed some of the earlier times when there was prayer for needs, or whatever needs there might be. The Lord has really spoken to our hearts. We haven't had many messages as such here, but I can't think of a message that would add to what God is already doing. So that's what's happening, and so we really need to be attentive to what He is leading us into. Praise the Lord.
I would like to pray for the brethren. I do that once in a while, and today I feel like I want to do it again. Father, you've come to me to pray for the brethren of our church. They need your help and guidance. Father, fill their needs as you know, as you see fit. Amen.
Don't you just be seated? Mamie, can you just stay up here? And Emma, just come up here as well. These ladies both have a request for someone in Cranbrook. I was going to say in their own church. And we don't know who's in the church and who isn't. We don't judge that. But the first request was Emma had asked for prayer for Joanne Large. And she is
a daughter of my brother Gilbert and his wife Esther. And she is in the hospital and in very serious condition. And what's that? Spiritual need as well. And that certainly is true. We've, you know, of course, she's my niece, and I've known her all my life. And she's had some real struggles in her life. And being Gilbert and Esther's daughter, she was raised in the church, and I know she's a believer, but struggles have just come upon her in unimaginable ways and over the years. So we just would really like to pray for her. She's in the hospital with serious illness, and when I hear about it, I wonder if, you know, if without intervention she may not survive. So I wonder if I think I would like Emma to just pray, and we'll stand with her. Would you do that? Praise God.
Our Heavenly Father, you are touched when someone lies in a hospital bed, very ill. Lord, we know that you care about Joanne.
Yes,
Lord, I've seen her many times, and she's been my home different times. Lord, you know all about her. I just pray that as she lies there and has time to think and meditate, that you will reach down your hand in mercy and lift her back to where she needs to be spiritually, Lord, that she may just yield all to you, Lord. And then, Lord, I pray for her physical condition. It does not sound good, but, Lord, nothing is too hard for you. Lord, we have proven you many times with the hard cases, Lord, and so many times we've heard the testimonies of how you've undertaken. And, Lord, so we just commit Joanne to you, Lord. We ask this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The other request from Cranbrook is for Cecil's. I didn't even hear the full request. Cecil Stanley.
Had a heart attack, and he was in the hospital. He never really let us know until after he got home, and he was in for 2 weeks, and I just want to pray for him.
So he said, I've had a heart attack, but don't tell anybody? No. Cecil Stanley is a very special man in Cranbrook and been very faithful in the church there, and just love him. Praise God. Our Heavenly Father, as we think of our brother Cecil, we just appreciate him so much, his faithfulness, his quiet manner, and through the years that he has come, he has 4 children, and his wife passed away, and he remarried, and she has passed away, so now he's alone. But he has great faith in you, dear Father, and we just ask that you'll bless him now, strengthen him, that he may continue to be a pillar in the temple of the Lord, yes, as he has always been. Bless him now, in Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So the altar has been open here for various needs that people have come up for. Like I've mentioned, it's been mentioned before that in a camp like this, we want to make sure that all of the, that with God's help, not just with his, with our help, he does the work. But we want to make sure that we don't miss anything. And we want to make sure that everyone here has actually received salvation. There are many scriptures that we could read about that, and I've looked at the scriptures. You could read the scriptures, but really, we only have salvation when he calls us. It's a mystery to me how we're tempted to try to persuade people one way or another. But the scripture says that no man can come unto the Father unless the Father draw him. And I guess that should give us a little bit of comfort in the, if we are not, we do what we can and we're not successful, it's, we leave it in the hands of the Lord to deal with. But if anyone, you know, there are, and sometimes there are altar calls, that sort of thing, where people can come up and give their heart to the Lord. And the process is to express your faith and in front of other people. Tell somebody else. And that certainly makes it a lot firmer, because it's hard to go back on it later, late tomorrow, and say, well, I didn't really mean that, if you said it in front of other people. And I think that that's in the Bible, that that's the way you're supposed to do it, and there's a reason for it. And I just wonder if anyone would like to give their heart to the Lord for the first time or for the second time, renew your commitment to him tonight. We're just here to pray for whatever needs there might be. There's so many scriptures in the Bible that examples where people received salvation and were baptized. Baptized, we're going to have a water baptism on Saturday, and looking forward to that time. But the scriptures, examples where, I just read it recently, but I don't know how many people on the day of Pentecost, there were many, many people believed and were baptized. That would have been something to see. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we just pray tonight for everyone. I pray for myself as well, that I may walk with thee, that my life may be given over to you completely, your Father, that you may take it and use me as you will. For we know that you love us and that you will not ask us to do anything that we cannot handle with your help. And Father, we just pray that we'll all be in that position at this time, that we will be able to, from this day on, to grow. We are your children, and we are growing into maturity. Dear Father, we just thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being here with us today. And we commit ourselves, our lives anew to you, even at this time. Glory to God, and we thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I think we should dismiss the meeting. And it's so great to have the new people that have just come. And we haven't, yes. What's that again?
Can we sing There Is a Redeemer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, sure, good. Request was, can we sing There Is a Redeemer? I'm going to have to find that in the... Is that a short? The Redeemer,
Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One.
Thank you.
I hate to admit this, but my hearing is not so well, and I don't want to get hearing aids. I'm trying to avoid it, but I'm sure struggling with it. Anyway, Alina says that they can do their song now, so let's do that.
Thank you.
announcements tonight? Daryl's got something.
Well, you're going to be in for a little bit of a treat at the snack bar tonight. There is lots of fresh fruit and nuts for your pleasure. So make sure that you go over there and get some, because there is quite a lot. So just